So Bradley Woods, the Australian Hotels Association CEO, joins me now. Bradley, thanks for your time.
You're welcome, Gary.
So how long has it taken to get to the stage where these sort of penalty rates are having to be paid out by employers?
Well, it's been an ongoing issue for a number of years where we've had scenarios that have led to the rates and the fees that have paid the staff gradually being upped. I mean, predominantly over the last 6 years under the Labor government, we've had a real shift towards protecting and upping the situation for employees at the great expense of employers. Mm. We all respect and recognise that employees need to be protected, but to the point where we're paying close to $50 an hour for people to work on public holidays, extremely high rates for Sundays, it's forcing hospitality operators to question as to whether they actually can afford to be open on these important days of the year. And the people who miss out here are the public, visitors to the state, but also the staff who don't get to work because venues choose to close. So instead, you have a very small minority that benefit from this, and that is the staff who get to work in a venue that's open, but the public miss out when venues can't afford to open, and the vast majority of staff miss out on hours altogether.
Yeah, look, if you want to, especially if you're on a casual rate with a restaurant, etc., if you want to work, you want to work, and boo-hoo if you're working on a holiday. I mean, it's a little bit over the top, isn't it? And when you see those sort of rates in black and white, you realise why some employers whinge about what they have to pay staff. But how do you wind it back?
Well, this is the challenge we've got. And the challenge here is not about, you know, just cutting base rates, but it's about flexibility. It's about businesses deciding and having choice over when those penalties apply. For some businesses, their weekends are not the Saturday and the Sunday, but the weekend is the days they close, and it might be the Monday and the Tuesday, or it might be a different structure over the course of a fortnight. And what we need under the award system, what we need under the Fair Work Act, what we need is the Commonwealth to be able to have flexibility to give employers the ability to strike a fair deal with their staff is this question of flexibility around penalties. Most of the industry, 80% of the industry are casual staff. We're talking here about students, backpackers, people who are working itinerantly. They're the ones that are going to get the $50 a rate over the weekend, not the full-time, mums and dads that have got the second or third job, because they're not the ones that work usually the public holidays or the weekends.
Yeah, and if you see an example like the one in the paper today where they've spoken to the Butterworth owner, Keith Ashley. Now, no one's going to benefit from those rates because he simply won't open his doors for the entire weekend when he would normally, because he's saying, well, there's just not enough in it for me to do it.
Absolutely. And what we'll see over this next 4 days, Gary, is two scenarios. Accommodation hotels will be open and they will be providing services, food and beverage and accommodation, because we've got tourists and guests and visitors, and they will have to do that because they're providing accommodation. But pubs, bars, restaurants and bistros will moderate their hours. Tomorrow, Friday, being Good Friday, you'll find hardly many venues open at all. Sunday, you'll find very few, and Monday, you'll be pushed to find any at all. And this is the consequence of an unfair wages system, an unfair penalty rate system that actually disenfranchises the community and the public from being able to enjoy what should be a fantastic weekend of relaxation and celebration of what Easter is. It's about family and friendship and Christianity.
Have you been able to work out just how unique Australia is in this?
Yes, we have. Our pay rates in Australia are on a normal pay cycle, double that of Europe, the UK, triple that of the US, but on a public holiday or a weekend, we're talking about 500 to 600% higher than what people are working or earning in other jurisdictions around the world. And we're talking first world countries in first world economies like France and Germany and the UK, Ireland, the US and Canada. We have an extremely high rate of labour in hospitality in Australia. It makes us uncompetitive in an international tourism environment, and it actually makes us an extremely questionable destination in the context of being able to compete on family packages and holidays for visitors coming from whether it's Southeast Asia or from Europe.
I'm not belittling this, but to, you know, $45 an hour to clear some tables from a restaurant, people would laugh at that around the world, wouldn't they?
Look, they would absolutely. You can see why people would be lining up to come here. Mm. I mean, in the US, the average rate of a hospitality worker is about $650, $670 an hour, plus tips might get them up to about $9 an hour. And you compare that to what people would be working here. Yes, on a public holiday in the US, they might get an average of, say, 20% tipping on a course of a meal, which takes their rate up maybe to about $10 an hour, but nowhere near $50 an hour. And for the average small business owner, and the majority of the hospitality industry in Western Australia and Australia are owned by family businesses, sole operators, who are working to try and, you know, make a living out of hospitality because they love the industry, they just cannot afford to be able to open on public holidays. And this is why we see so many of them closed on Sundays in the course of the weekend, because the wage rates, the major cost of the business is driving them to the wall. And we've got to have a different structure. We've got to have a different level of flexibility.
Now, the Abbott government obviously does make noises about changes to industrial relations system here in Australia. Have you had any discussions since they took power?
Look, we've certainly been talking to the government prior to the election last year and subsequent to the election this year. What we are hoping for is that once they have secured government in the Senate, there is opportunity to have a proper review of the Fair Work Act. Now, we're not talking about throwing out the baby with the bathwater. We are talking about trying to introduce flexibility for employers and fairness that allows industries to restructure. Now, what we need in hospitality is very different to what someone who's working in a office environment or in a service industry environment that's a 9-to-5 sector. But the Fair Work Act doesn't recognise that flexibility at the moment. At the end of the day, though, we're not expecting everything to sort of change overnight, but we're looking for gradual improvement.
Because I just don't see how you could be accused of exploiting someone because they've come knocking on your door looking for work over a long weekend, for example, how that can be exploiting someone at a base pay rate as opposed to these extraordinary penalty rates that we see now.
Yeah, and what we're offering people is opportunity. We're offering them employment. We're trying to provide them with more work. And a weekend like this is a perfect example where if we were able to be open, because we had a fairer wage rate system, we'd give more staff more hours and there'd be greater employment. Locals, West Australians, interstate, international tourists would have more hospitality options. We would actually generate more business and drive more economic activity in the state. Everyone would be a winner. But under the current pay rate scheme and these huge penalties on weekends and public holidays, it's a strong disadvantage and a strong disincentive to encourage the hospitality economy. And now that the mining and resources sector is starting to slow down, we need to drive tourism in this state as a major economic driver.
All right. Thanks for talking to us this morning, Bradley. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Gary. Thank you.